these days, way too many of us are living under way too much pressure and stress, and that's not good. So we long for this idyllic life, living on a beach somewhere with not a care in the world. But that's just not realistic. So what's the answer? How do we deal with all this stress? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Stress Busters. Stress. For most of us, that word sends a shudder down the spine. And why wouldn't it? Who wants to be under stress all the time? And that's what it feels like for a lot of us. So what is stress? Well, it's a state of mental or emotional strain or tension. And my dictionary adds, resulting from adverse or demanding circumstances, although I'm not sure that's always the case. Okay, adverse and demanding circumstances can cause stress, but sometimes there are other causes as well. We'll explore some of them over the next little while on the program. And at the same time, every adverse and demanding circumstance doesn't always cause stress. Different people react differently to the same difficult circumstances. Some will be crushed by stress. Others will seem to breeze through those same circumstances. There are reasons for that. And again, that's something we're going to be exploring over these coming few days. But first, what sort of impact is stress having in our world? Well, a recent study conducted in Australia by the Psychological Institute, and by the way, I'm sure you'd probably find similar results no matter where you live. Well, the study found out some interesting things about the reach and the impact of stress. Here are the headline findings. 12% of people reported experiencing levels of stress in the severe range, with young adults experiencing significantly higher levels of stress and significantly lower levels of well-being than the general population. 1 in 3 reported experiencing depressive symptoms, with 10% of these being in the severe range. 1 in 4 reported experiencing anxiety, with 9% of these in the severe range. Young adults 18 to 25 reported much higher levels of anxiety and depression than the general population. Now, although women reported higher levels of perceived stress than did men, it didn't lead to differences in their reported levels of anxiety, depression, and well-being. Those people experiencing family or recent relationship breakdown and those separated reported much higher levels of stress and distress on all measures. Although if the relationship breakdown had occurred more than a year earlier, reported levels of stress were about the same as for the general population. More education and higher levels of income were associated with higher levels of well-being and lower levels of stress. Women were much more likely to identify family issues and personal health issues as sources of stress, while men were more likely to be concerned with the economy and the political climate. 30% of people identified the workplace as a source of stress, with younger people more likely to report work stress than older adults. And finally, the most effective strategies for managing stress were reported to be spending some time with friends, 60%, followed by listening to music, 55%, and watching television, just under 55%. The world's answer to stress, although to me, it seems more like sweeping things under the carpet. Now, in the US, things appear to be much more extreme. 73% of people regularly experience psychological symptoms caused by stress. Almost half say stress has a negative impact on their personal or professional lives. And the cost to employers of stress-related health care and missed work, wait for this, is estimated at around $300 billion a year. No wonder we want a stress-free life. That idyllic life by the beach is looking pretty good to a few of us right at this point. But that's just not realistic. And in fact, the reality is that a bit of stress in our lives is pretty much a good thing. We enjoy a challenge, for instance, and working under a bit of pressure sometimes helps us produce a better result. It's like a guitar or a violin. If the strings aren't under the right amount of tension and stress, the instrument doesn't work the way it was meant to. I know, for instance, after a longish holiday, say 3 weeks off over Christmas, I'm looking forward to getting back into the cut and the thrust of work. If we had no pressure, no deadlines, life would be missing something. And in any case, sometimes we're hit by circumstances that put us under a lot of pressure, whether we want to or not. Take Jesus. he experienced huge stress. Luke chapter 22, verses 39 to 46. He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Look, pray that you may not come into a time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing to remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up, pray that you may not come into a time of trial." The fact that Jesus' sweat was like drops of blood tells us just how severe his suffering was. This was stress, and it only got worse from here as he was arrested, beaten, and nailed to a cross. Now, a completely stress-free life isn't a reality for any of us. Even the rich and famous, in fact, you know, sometimes, especially those people, suffer from enormous amounts of stress. Come on, how many superstars have died from drug overdoses? What were they doing in that place to start with? What drove them to drugs? Well, the pressure, the stress of fame. So sometimes stress is desirable, sometimes it's unavoidable, and sometimes we experience it because of our reaction to a particular person or set of circumstances. Perhaps you have something that's nagging away at you, making you anxious. You're constantly worrying about this or that, and yet the Bible says, don't be anxious about anything. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. So what sort of stress are you under right now? Is it part of the normal cut and thrust of life, which at the end of the day you kind of enjoy anyhow? Then that's probably not such a bad thing, is it? It's manageable, and you know that with a few adjustments to your life, you can pretty easily get things under control. Then you're probably in a good place. But if the stress that you're under feels like a huge burden, a heavy load that you're carrying around 24/7, hey, that's not such a good thing. We're not made to be under that sort of constant pressure and stress all the time. And yet many people are living their lives exactly in that way. That's why we're kind of kicking the year off with this series called Stress Busters, because God has a lot of things to say about how to alleviate the stress that you're under. Lots of practical, powerful things to say. Hey, why should that be a surprise to any of us? Because God cares so deeply about you, what you're going through, what stress you're under. And the stepping off point for that is what Jesus said. We see it in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, because I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Come on, Jesus wants to lighten your load. So over the coming days and weeks, we're going to discover what he has to say about your stress. "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Life is full of pressures and fears. We can't change that. But stress, well, that's simply our reaction to those pressures and fears, and that we can change, absolutely. Which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called The 5 Ways to Eliminate Stress. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live a life of quiet confidence and peace. And at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you actually apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see the free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com, and the booklet, The 5 Ways to Eliminate Stress. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.